Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 54 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners out there, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. You know, I've been super busy, man. I've been trying to get everything together with this job, this internet analyst job. You know, I started that a couple days ago. It's been going okay. It is a challenging job, so I'm just trying to get used, you know, I'm trying to get used to, you know, the mechanics of the job, but I think it's going to end up, you know, working out pretty well, so I've just been focused on that and then doing all the other shit that I do online, you know, to make money, you know what I mean? Like, I'm working for, you know, three different companies right now, so I'm just trying to stay focused with everything and also, at the same time, you know, trying to keep up with the good content, you know, trying to put out great content every single day on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. But it's, you know, it's been tough, man. It's tough trying to balance all of that. And, you know, at the same time, like, you know, you got to take care of yourself at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, you got to maintain your health. Got to make sure you're healthy, you're eating right, exercising when you can, you know what I mean? There's a lot of factors in our lives that, you know, we got to take into consideration while we're doing all of the stuff that we do every day. So, but yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. I appreciate y'all for listening. I wanted to talk to my black people, you know what I'm saying, in this podcast, man. I wanted to talk to my black community. It's really unfortunate what happened to Nipsey. I'm still, you know, upset about that. It still bothers me a lot. You know what I mean? Like, it just happened yesterday. I'm still bothered by that a lot. But, you know, I'm trying to push forward like everybody else, man. I'm trying to just stay focused on what I'm doing right now and, you know, not really get caught up too much in that, you know what I mean? Like, of course, it's tough. It's tough to deal with that at the same time while you're trying to do everything else. So, you know, once again, I want to send my prayers and condolences to the family. You know, I hope, you know, Nipsey is resting in peace, man. And, yeah, but, you know, at this point, it's just time to move on. But I'm glad that he's getting the love and respect that he deserves. You know, it's been over 2 weeks now, and, you know, he's still, you know, getting a lot of love and praise and everything, and I think that's great. So, you know, shout out to everybody for keeping his legacy alive, man. But, yeah, I wanted to talk to my black community, man. I wanted to talk to the black people out there because I feel like, you know, with black people, and this is just, you know, my opinion, this is just how I feel. You know, you might not feel the same way that I feel, but I feel this way wholeheartedly, and this is just my honest opinion about what I think. And I think that with black people, we tend to only, you know, come together when tragedy happens. When something tragic happens, then that's when everybody wants to be a unit, want to be together, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't know, I think that shit is crazy, man. I think it's messed up. At the same time, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, it's a good thing. It's good that black people want to come together and stick together and be a unit when, you know, I mean, God forbid something happens. I think that's great. But at the same time, we need to support each other more, man. There's a lot of black-owned businesses out there that aren't supported by black people. You know, they're not supported by their own kind. And I think that's messed up. There's a lot of black, you know, entrepreneurs and people that are doing, you know, great things in their communities and doing great things all over the world. And it's just not getting enough praise from other black people. This is just my opinion. There are a lot of people that do support these black-owned businesses and entrepreneurs and things of that nature, yeah, there's a lot of them. But at the same time, I don't think there's enough of it. I don't think there's enough of it going around. And I feel like most black people are jealous of other black people, which I don't understand the concept of that. I just don't get that shit, man. Like, why would you be jealous or envy another black person that's on the rise and doing, you know, they're doing something great in their life, and instead of asking that person how they were able to get to the level that they're on, you want to try and tear that person down. You want to try and blackball that person or make that person feel like they're insignificant, period. You know what I mean? I just don't understand that mentality. I never understood it. I always try and help and support black-owned businesses and people that are doing great things in the community. And like I said, it's just really unfortunate, you know, what happened to Nipsey. You know, it's really unfortunate with, you know, the shit that happened to him, because he was doing a lot of great things in his community. He gave people jobs. He was teaching people, young kids, older people about business etiquette, you know, just taking people off the streets and giving them jobs and shit, man. And I think that more people need to do things like that. People that have a certain level of power and respect, they need to take that power and respect and the money they have and, you know, invest that shit into something that's going to help other people at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I think that's the best thing for people to do if you have that level of influence and power and respect in your grasp. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion. If I was in a position to be able to help people the way I wanted to, like I always say I want to, because, you know, eventually I want to get to a place where I can help as many people as I can, not just black people. I'm just talking to my black people in this podcast, but I want to help people all over the world of all ages, races, cultures, backgrounds, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Male, female, old, young, you know, black, blue, pink, purple, yellow. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I want to help as many people around the world as I possibly can. That's my main goal, man. That's why I talk about it so much, because, you know, I believe in it. And I truly believe that I'm going to be able to do it one day. I don't know when, but I really feel like that's my life's mission. That's what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, you know. And at the same time, you know, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for anybody else. So this is my vision that I have in my lifetime. Now, God might have something else planned for me. I don't know. I'm just riding the wave. I'm just riding the wave until I get to the point of actually knowing what it's going to be. You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, my main mission in life is to help as many people around the world as I possibly can. There's people all over the world that are suffering and don't have access to clean food, clean water, all of these different things. And I want to do my part by helping out. I don't care about the accolades, man. I don't care about getting, you know, awards and all of that shit. I don't care about none of that. I want to do what I know is right in my heart and in my soul. I'm not worried about all the extra shit that comes with it. If other stuff comes with it, then that's great. You know, it comes with the territory, I guess. If you make it to that level, but I'm not striving for that. I'm not chasing awards and all of that other shit. You know what I mean? Shit. I'm not chasing none of that. I'm chasing a legacy of being a person that stayed true to his word and did everything that he said he was going to do. I want to have that type of legacy when I'm finished. When it's all said and done, you know, the same type of legacy that people are going to remember Nipsey for, I'm in the race, you know, to having the same type of legacy and being remembered for the same type of shit that Nipsey is being remembered for. You know what I mean? So that's my whole goal, man. That's my life's mission. And it may not, some people might not agree with it. Some people might think whatever, and that's cool, man. Like, I'm not here to try and please every, I can't please everybody. I can't make everybody happy, but I can do my best to make as many people happy around the world as I possibly can. That's the main goal. So all my black people out there, I just want us to come together more, man. I want us to be more of a unit, more supportive of each other. Whether you have a business or you're working on starting a business or you're at the top level in your field, or if you're just starting out or whatever it is, we need to support each other more, man. We need to, cheer each other on. We need to cheer one another on, lift each other up, and tell each other that we're going to be successful, that we're going to make it no matter what. It doesn't matter what gets in the way, what might be in the way, who's trying to stop whatever. We're going to make it to the top regardless of what anybody says or what happens, period. That's what we need to do, man. Black people, please, 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 let's please, let's support each other more, let's lift each other up more, encourage each other more, and just be there for one another more. That's what we need, man. So that's all I got for y'all today. That's my honest opinion about how I feel. We just need to stick together more and just support each other more, man. Just spread more love amongst each other. Everybody. All right? That's all I got for y'all today. Hope you guys enjoyed this message, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.